You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, Doggin?
You know who's a real piece of shit?
Ooh, please do tell.
That fucking Nathan.
Oh, yeah? Man. You're not gonna give me say anything bad about Nathan.
Really? Nope. Nathan's the kind of guy that talks to the person in line.
Nathan's the kind of guy that I'm not gonna say anything bad about. You're not gonna
Come
give me
on.
Say anything bad about Nathan.
Hey guys, what's up?
Nothing. Oh. Hey Nathan!
Oh, hey. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
The weather? Corona?
Yeah.
That's fair. Were we trying to review Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 10?
Oh yeah, we can do that right now.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's just get this over with. I got a meeting later.
Yeah, a Skype meeting?
No, it's more of a club, you know, just like-minded individuals who have specific talents of a kind.
Oh, the Big Johnson Club.
Well, we don't particularly put a name to it. It sounds cocky if we do.
So, should we start the review?
Lead the way.
All right, I'll lead the way. Well, hey, everybody. We are reviewing Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 10, and I'm Nathan, and to the right of me is...
Alex.
And to the
Dog
not
it.
Right of me.
I already said my name. I'm not saying it again. You're not going to say... Look, we've done this 5 times already. It is not happening a 5th time.
It is currently happening a 5th time.
So, guys, Curb Your Enthusiasm is pretty popular for having long, 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 long breaks between seasons. And I know, Alex, you really don't watch Curb outside of this season.
I had seen a handful of selected episodes that Nathan had shown me, but otherwise, I really had not seen any of it. I had not been there since the beginning or picked it up and binged it at any point. This was all really fresh to me.
And Doggett, I assume you've seen all of the show, correct?
Yes, I have, and I loved it.
Did you think that this season was worth the wait?
Well, the wait wasn't that long. We had a season, like, how long ago?
3 years ago.
It was 3 years? What was what was the last break before that?
I'm going to check my handy-dandy device that we all have.
Caught you slipping, Nathan.
Yeah, you caught me slipping. I don't have my research in front of me.
Come on, man.
I know, gotta have my research.
But Alex, what did you think of the season?
Oh, I thought it was hysterical. Having hardly seen any of this show before, I loved all of the running gags and just constant small idiosyncrasies of... Well, I guess everyone. And then just how much Larry is a fucking asshole.
Sorry, this must have been a weird season to, like, jump into. Because the first episode, like, Larry's just wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah.
Just for the fuck of it.
I was like, what the fuck?
The break was 6 years between 2011 and 2017.
There you go. It was a shorter break. You should be grateful.
It was a 3-year break. But every other season came out relatively closer to one another. I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it was worth the wait, for sure. This is one of the few shows where I found myself watching weekly. And I tend to not do that with 20-minute shows, because I always feel like I'll forget something, or, you know, I'm just gonna go through it and it's gonna be like nothing to me. I just always feel like I need to binge like 30-minute shows, and I did find myself binging them when I would show them to my friends because the episodes were funny as fuck.
Yeah, next to Watchmen, this is probably the most I've rewatched episodes between episodes of a show that I was watching weekly.
Yeah, and the cast was pretty top notch this season. There's some seasons where, like, you know, like the flow isn't there, but this season, like, everybody was on point.
Who is your favorite guest star, Doggett?
My favorite guest star, well, you know what it is? What's her name from Broad City?
Oh, Lana Glazer?
Lana Glazer. She was awesome.
The other one.
She has diarrhea. Oh, wait. No, it wasn't Lana Glazer. It was...
No, Alana was not.
Abby Jacobson.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Sorry. Wow, that was awful. Yeah. So, Abby
Come
Jacobson.
On, fellas.
Great. She was fantastic. I enjoyed her, and I enjoyed how her story wrapped up.
She has diarrhea, right?
She was diarrhea.
I think my favorite... by far was John Hamm.
Oh my god, yeah.
John Hamm. Would you consider him a guest star? I feel like he just had a role in the season.
He was only in one episode, really.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Name another episode that he was in.
No, let me just say the one thing I'm going to say.
Oh, well. Come on, man.
No, but wait. Was he in more than one episode?
No. It was just one really great episode that he was in a lot of, so you felt like it was more than one.
Did he? Okay, you know what? We're not gonna argue this, but yes, John Hamm was pretty great in the season. Was pretty great also.
He had one of my favorite deliveries of a line, with the Lazy Susan. The whole
you can't say that.
It's sexist. It's
derogatory.
It's racist. Who is it racist against? Susans? This season was just filled with so many great lines.
Well, what was your favorite plot line, though?
You know what? We should talk about what the plot to this season of Curb is. If you guys have not seen an episode of Curb, Curb follows the creator of Seinfeld, Larry David, as he basically is an asshole to people, and people are an asshole back. And sounds like it would get annoying and repetitive after a while. But God, the improv of the show is just really what puts it above most other shows.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen an episode of Curb, the best thing I could compare it to is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but more nuanced.
Yeah, I feel like each time I sat down to watch an episode, I just slowly watched Larry reach new levels of petty. Just there was no bottom.
the saltiest man alive.
And speaking of the saltiness of Larry, the plot of this season probably has my favorite plot to any season of Curb ever. Where Larry and Leon, played by the amazing J.B. Smoove, who steals every moment he has in this episode. Or in this episode, in this whole season. I'm sorry, guys. They go to go get coffee from favorite local coffee place, Mocha Joe's. And they are not satisfied with their experience there, which leads to them complaining a lot, which leads to Mocha Joe telling him to get out of here, you big bald fuck.
Well, to be fair, Mocha Joe's establishment was a piece of shit.
Oh, totally. Oh,
rightly so.
What's it called? Mocha Joe offered John Hamm some coffee and Mocha Joe offered Ted Danson some coffee and Ted Danson was like, from here? It's like, yeah. It's like, no, I'm good. No, I'm fine.
I mean, his coffee barely can take the nose
the
test.
The tables wobbled. The chairs sucked.
Is that even a scone? Yeah, I think it's more like a muffin.
It was indeed a muffin.
Yeah.
And I hated his mom, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That rat bastard, Mocha Joe, called him an old bald nut. And Leon tells him, hey, Larry may be one of two of those things, but he's not all three of them.
And all the meanwhile, Larry finds himself falling, I won't say victim, No, I will say victim to the Me Too movement, as he inadvertently sexually harasses his assistant, and Larry, in the meantime, is also rekindling with his ex-wife, Cheryl.
You know, here's the thing. Larry David is a creep. At least he is in the show.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, for sure.
He consistently goes after... He pulls a Leonardo DiCaprio without having the Leonardo DiCaprio looks of pulling, like, much younger women than him.
I mean, that's what it was like for George Costanza when he used to write for him. I mean, for some odd reason, throughout all of Seinfeld, like, Jerry would get extremely attractive women to sleep with him, but for some odd reason, George probably banged most of the cast, most of the female cast.
Jesus.
Of guest stars? I don't know.
What are we talking about? What's going on here?
I'm comparing it to Seinfeld. I think it's a Jon Favreau situation.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, like no in more. Chef, where he's stuck between Scarlett Johansson and Sofia Vergara for like the first act, and then the last two-thirds of...
What a predicament.
I know, right? And the last two-thirds of Chef happen, and it's just wonderful. And then you're just like, oh, yeah.
To be fair, if you saw if you ate those noodles, would you suck his dick, too?
I can make those noodles. I wouldn't suck his dick for them.
Alright, fair enough.
I would suck Jon Favreau's dick for other reasons. But anyways,
let's digress. So what was your guys' favorite episode from this season? Like, what was your favorite little plot line?
The one where George's wife was trying to kill him? Was it George?
Not George's, Jeff's.
Jeff's wife was trying to kill him.
We forgot to mention a huge plot point that overarches the whole thing. And by we, I mean me, because I'm a bad host. Larry decides to put together a store that is extremely identical to Mocha Joe's, but better in every conceivable way, and most of the season has him planning and designing said store.
You mean the petty store?
You mean the spite shop?
The spite shop. Oh god, if you took all the spite and hatred you could have in yourself and turned it into bricks, and then lay those bricks into a building, and then you go to Home Depot and get a sign and put a sign on the building, and on the sign it just says "fuck you," is what that store was.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like Latte Larry's.
Yeah, I was about to say the thing about a spite store, though, you know, it's got to be spite, but it's still got to be a motherfucking store, Larry.
It's about the beans, though.
Oh, you're not gonna find better beans than these, Larry.
My favorite episode out of this whole season was a bit of Lost in Translation, where Larry and... oh, what's that other old bastard's name?
Oh, you're talking about...
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not Jerry Lewis. The Day the Clown Cried on Kirby Enthusiasm.
Oh my god.
Richard Lewis?
Richard Lewis, there we go.
So Larry and Richard Lewis have a favorite Spanish restaurant that they go to, a Castilian restaurant.
Zaragoza?
Yes, and they all have a slight Barcelona lisp that makes it difficult for them to understand them occasionally. And they both fight over who gets to pay, constantly. And in an effort to be the first to pay, they go to great lengths and do a lot of really offensive things.
As a server, I've seen people go to great lengths. Not recently because of COVID. Woo! Dating this podcast. But I've seen people go to great lengths to pay before other people. So that episode absolutely cracks me up from start to finish.
doesn't that shit make you nervous? Or, like, two people hand you a card at the same time, like, you're taking my card. No, you're taking
my card. I have them quick draw it.
So do I.
I put down two receipts that are exactly identical, and I just have the, whoever gets to it first get to it. I've had times where it's been a close call.
Are you the fucking Joker?
Oh, I totally am. Although I'll have people be like, I'll tip you more if I get in there. I'm like, you don't know how much the other person's going to tip.
Nine times out of ten, that's a fucking lie. Oh, yeah. I don't do something quite that complicated, but yeah, the first person to give it to me, they pay, and I make them pay immediately.
But would you guys say are you guys better servers than the ones in the show?
Oh, definitely.
Have you ever served somebody all sweaty from just like built up diarrhea inside your system?
Oh, often. I have an irritable bowel.
You know, Christmas at Madame Mam's Thai Cuisine in Austin, Texas was rough. I had to call the cops on someone.
Where they eat? It's a country club, right?
Yeah, it's a country club. It's the country club where he killed a swan.
It was good to see that the manager of the place again.
Mother of Larry David, asshole and swan killer. I'm just sorry. The show. Guys, we just get caught up in the inside jokes of the show because they're so well woven.
Oh, yeah.
That they stay with you. Like, I can't look at a wobbly table the same way after this season. I just can't.
Was this season improv'd too?
Yes, every season is improv. They give a rough outline of what's going to happen in the plot, and then they just roll with it. So, like, they'll tell you what a scene is, but the one person who almost never gets notes on what a scene is about or what she's responding to is Cheryl David. Or, yes, Cheryl Hines. But, yeah, this season was improv. And there are some moments of spectacular improv. Especially...
I was going to say, if it's not just that, then. It's also the fact how well it's edited.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I hear the one person who cracks up the most is Larry.
You'd have to. What's it called? Here's the thing. Larry David's not the funniest part of the show.
Oh.
No, it's JB Smooth.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's Leon.
And who gets the most scenes with him? Larry David. So that's why he's always cracking up.
And this scene, and this season, has so much Leon. It has so much gold Leon, and Leon is my favorite character of the show. So to see him have at least 5-10 lines that you will quote and die laughing per episode was wonderful. God. Dogger, were you as in love with this show this season as I was?
I'll be honest, guys. When I first started watching this show, I didn't get it. I didn't know what everybody was talking about. Watching this season now, I fucking love this show so much.
It's great.
I started liking the show after around the third season. I've been loving it ever since. And this season's the strongest one yet. Like, I think I mentioned this earlier. What's it called? The season opens with Larry David wearing a Trump hat. Just as a fuck you. For no reason.
Well, he does have a reason. It's to,
It's not a reason. It's not a reason.
It's for social distancing, dog.
Oh, God damn it. You took my joke. I was going to say it's for social distancing.
Whoa, let's not get political, guys.
Yeah. No, you're missing the best part of the pilot, which is they bring up Jeff Garland's weirdly similar resemblance to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, no. Did you guys notice every episode somebody dies?
Damn. You're kidding. I think I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it as if
think
I
about
wasn't
it,
already.
Think about how many deaths happened this season.
Oh, there's a lot.
There were a lot of funerals, man.
Maybe not toward the last two. Like
The Jets killed him.
This is the Visitation for Concepción Central.
Goddamn Jets.
Lo siento.
Yeah. Also, magnificent Jana.
Okay, this we should stop. Okay, well, now we're just quoting the show. We're quoting the show.
I know. Magical. It's hard not to get yourself caught up in it. Also, Dagger, we haven't talked about this show enough outside of here. It's just, this season was one of the best. I can review past this point, but I just want you guys to already know, like, if you have not already watched the season, even us quoting it has not spoiled how amazing this season is. If you don't watch the show already, I won't say that, like, hey, get on every episode, but get on the season. You could literally just watch it out of context for the most part.
Oh, I pretty much did. After watching this entire season, having not seen the rest of it, I'm probably going to go back and watch the rest of it now. I'm totally sold. This show is hysterical.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? So the season... I said earlier also that the best part... some of the best parts of the show are when somebody dies. It's the biggest punchline of a scene in the show sometimes.
What's your favorite death at Curb? Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Well, it's just it seems like they're setting up that someone's going to die, and like it doesn't happen, and somebody else bites it, and it's just Larry David like standing over their body and just screaming their name into the sky, and the way he's doing it, it just makes you giggle.
My favorite was Herb in the guy who would play behind Larry David in golf, and Larry David just fucking hated, this was not in an earlier season, but like season 6 or 7, he just hated waiting behind him, and he accidentally gave the man a heart attack. And Marty Funkhauser, who, if there's anything this season is lacking, despite being incredible, I miss Bob Einstein as Marty Funkhauser. He has a great line where he's just like, "You may have not have meant to kill him, Larry, but you're still a murderer."
Larry did kill a lot of people this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm surprised that Mocha Joe didn't go up. He killed somebody of a
prostitute.
Carpool lane.
Man, you guys ready to go to final thoughts?
Yeah, we need to go into final thoughts. We'll just end up quoting this show for days. Alex, let's start with you, since you're the newbie.
I'm the newbie. And like I said, I really hadn't any reference to the show beforehand. And this season was absolutely hysterical. I was in tears for most of it. And frequently had to skip back to rewatch parts that had me in stitches. So I'm definitely going to watch the rest of the show now. I guess all 9 previous seasons. Because I was sold so hard on season 10. I give it sufficient praise.
What's your rating?
That is my rating. Rather than insufficient praise. Like one might give to Clive Owen.
Well, that's enough from Generation Z. Anyways, so... guys, I really...
Old enough.
35?
Close enough.
Do you want to go dog it?
Yeah. Do you used to go? I don't know. But no, seriously.
I'm not Generation Z. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, I apologize. It's all you. Go right ahead.
I don't think that was a sincere enough apology, Doggett.
Anyways, guys, go watch the show. It's funny. It's hilarious. What's it called? We're all inside right now, and it would be nice to laugh right this instant. And I'm probably gonna rewatch the show when we're done because the times are dark right now. And you just kind of need to watch this a bubbling fool make a fool of himself in front of all his friends and family and it's fun to laugh at him. And yes, it sounds petty, but so is he. And I'm going to give this show 9 out of 10 perfect urinals.
Oh, they were perfect. I am in absolute agreement with you, Doggett. I think this is an awesome show to binge right now, specifically. Not to date this review again, but fuck it, I'll date this review again. I'll date this show again, because oh, this season was so great.
I'd date Cheryl again.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted. But yeah, I absolutely adored this season. The last season I thought was still really, really, really fucking good, but this season took it up so heavily. It felt like it got its bite back again. Not that it ever really lost it, but its bite came back in such an intelligent way, and it felt like it came at the right time. Not to be like, oh, this show is the show for right now. But no, it just, I was surprised at how much this show surprised me with how amazing it was this season. I thought almost every episode, I could honestly, I could put on, if I were just looking at a best of Curb, like, marathon. I don't know. I love this season. I'd give it 9 out of 10 non-wobbly tables.
Man, Mocha Joe's really did suck.
Oh, it did suck. Oh, by the way, Doggett, I had to ask you a question.
What?
Can you eat anchovies by themselves? Wait, oh, fuck. I ruined the line. I fucked
it. No. Only come on pizza or can you eat that shit loose?
No, that's great. We can splice in the Curb Your Enthusiasm music at the end.
Boom,